show. I'm your guest host, Alec Baldwin. I heard that you sent a woman to suck my dick. Is that true? I've been rewatching clips from The Shadow, trying to dial in the Alec Baldwin voice while I still have it. I'm hoping this isn't permanent. I talked to a woman recently, last night, who told me she had laryngitis for 2.5 months. And I don't know if I can do that and continue to do my job, which is run my mouth for a living, unless I can dial in this Alec Baldwin voice. But it's slipping further away. I'm becoming more Winnie the Pooh, less Alec Baldwin every minute. And maybe I can make Winnie the Pooh work. I'm thinking I start dressing up like Winnie the Pooh, and I gain hundreds of pounds, and I go on stage with just a shirt on and my penis and legs covered in honey, and then I act really cute. I act like it's a cute thing to just sexually assault, my show, maybe 25, 30 people, however many came out for, early show Saturday. Let's say total 67 people over 8 shows for an entire weekend. That's about how many tickets I'm selling these days. And I go, oh, bother. I'm so bothered by my inability to get pussy. If someone could please do my poo. Everybody do the poo. That's going to be my catchphrase. And Adam is back with the water.
You got a fresh Poland Spring. How's that water?
It's good. Did you put a new, you had to put a new bottle in there?
No, it just started coming out faster. I thought the bottle was done.
Oh.
Did you switch it?
I didn't switch it.
I switched it last week.
Maybe the ghost switched it. I don't know if I want to do the reveal too early, but...
No, we don't want to spoil the ghost thing.
Yeah, people don't know that the studio is haunted.
It's haunted by the Central Park Five.
Are they dead?
No, I don't think so.
They're probably our age.
No, I think they're a little bit older.
No, they were accused when they were like 6, 7 years old.
Were they 6-year-olds?
The rape happened at 3:30 in the afternoon. And about 2.5 miles away.
Yeah.
There was a Dominican Little League game.
And Danny Almonte was arrested.
And they said, these are the guys that did it.
So they said they were 6 and 7, but they were actually 19 years old.
Yeah, welcome to the Adam Friedland Show, folks. I will be in Minneapolis this weekend, starting tomorrow, Thursday night, Thursday through Saturday.
Minneapolis, they call it.
The Minneapolis.
The Minneapolis.
Is that what they call it?
I think in Fargo, I think that people outside say, oh, Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be in St. Paul.
Yeah. And why is it so hot in here? We had the radiators plugged.
I turned the radiator off in the office, and it's a fucking tropical rainforest in there.
It's still like 150 degrees.
It's
in here.
So hot in there.
Yeah,
but it's nice out here. It's kind of cozy out here.
I could
here.
Turn the air conditioner on.
I mean, the inside air conditioner.
Yeah,
not the one that leaks.
I don't. Yeah,
the left one, not
I
the right one.
I think they fixed the one that leaks.
I don't trust them.
You don't trust them now?
Now that we have this stuff here, I don't.
Folks, Acme Comedy Club this weekend. I'll be there.
The Looney Tunes Comedy Club.
I'll be there all week.
Is this playing? We're.
I'm gonna record it. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able. We got the cameras rolling. The set is not done entirely.
Well, we're not lit.
And yeah, it's not lit. And then also, there's some stuff missing. But
so this is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, and I want to do like a little just a test to see how it looks.
Yeah.
Cut it together. Get an idea of. Where the cameras are going to be.
It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Is Ed going to be around next week?
Monday. Yeah, he said he'd come Monday afternoon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no Jewish holidays?
I don't know.
Because that could fuck things up for us.
Why? You would know better than I would.
Well, if we need to rent any type of film equipment in the city, it can't be on a Jewish holiday, apparently.
That's true.
They don't know about this outside New York.
There's too many Jews in New York City.
Oh, no. He's back. Anti-Semitic Alec Baldwin.
I've been wondering recently, maybe this Donald Trump guy is actually Jewish. It doesn't sound like Alec Baldwin anymore.
No, you lost
it. Now it's Cry Macho.
Dude, it was so funny. I love this Nick.
I met your dad asked me to come to Mexico to find you.
Did you watch Cry Macho?
He said the only way he'd come back is if a 183-year-old man came down here and tried to purchase you up. Well, that movie doesn't make any sense.
Did you watch? You watched it?
Well, I half paid attention to it.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just waddles around Mexico.
Yeah.
And kicks people's asses. Like,
yeah. It was open, and it's like 1971, right? Yeah. And he's doing the rodeo. And then it says, 850 years later. And then we see him. And fucking Dwight Yoakam.
Dude, that would be a great guest for the show.
Dwight Yoakam?
I would love that.
He should be a permanent fixture on the show.
He should be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, if he wanted to make it the Dwight Yoakam show, I would humbly.
I'm surprised. After I get the Adam Friedland show off the ground, turn this into the best talk show anyone's seen, I'm ditching your ass. I'm finding Why? Dwight Yoakam, and I'm creating the even greatest radio talk show that anyone's ever seen.
Honestly.
The Dwight Yoakam show on Sirius XM.
Society
it's video,
needs it.
And it's on public access.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with Sirius.
Yeah, we're gonna say that this is the NPR official Adam Friedland show and have nothing to do with NPR.
Yeah.
We're gonna get sued by those pussies.
What's with the backwards N in Hebrew? Is that sort of like
that's
a fuck
Greek,
you?
No, that's Cyrillic. That's
it's like a fuck you.
That's
though.
Russian and Greek.
No, they have it in Hebrew. The backwards N, for sure. Aleph.
Oh, the chet. No, it's a chet.
A chet?
Oh, remember you heard me speak Hebrew the other day?
I want to put a hat on.
To Thomas's girlfriend?
I want to put on my little chet.
My chet. No, it's the ch letter. They have two ch letters. The audience is loving this. I bet there's going to be this one guy that comes to your show. He wrote a really cool email about how we should build the studio in St. Paul, Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he seems to be a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes you think he's a racist?
Well, I can find his email if you want.
What did it say?
This is talking about how why are we spending all this money building our studio in a cesspool, revolting cesspool city?
Yeah.
Why are we not doing it in St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul?
I wonder what the hell that would look like. Hey, everybody, it's the Adam Friedland Show. I can't breathe. That's Minneapolis' catchphrase.
Live from the George Floyd studio.
Yeah.
In 30.
It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough hour.
What? Oh, with your voice?
Yeah, my voice. I'm just burning the fuck out, dude. This is the last weekend. Hopefully we can have fun.
No, you have three more weekends after this.
No, I got a break for a week. And I'm sleeping the entire fucking time.
Don't we have that thing next weekend?
What thing?
The thing, the big thing.
Well, we have to, I mean, if we can get it done. Even.
We can do, no, we're going to get it done.
All right.
There's no if we can. We're going to get it done.
All right, we'll get it done.
They're dying for it. They're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Should I find this asshole's email?
I guess
now
you
I'm
should.
Admitting that I read the emails.
I'll just go ahead and I'll just run the show for a second here while you do the email thing. So I went to we got a little DVD player for the office. I thought, you know, something bigger than that would be too much of a distraction, but it's nice to put on DVDs in the background.
We got a CRT television.
I got a cheap shitty CRT television off Craigslist. I got a DVD player, and I said, this is it. That's the only entertainment we're having in here. The rest of it's for work. And I rewatched Training Day the other night. And that movie really makes no goddamn sense.
None
great
whatsoever.
Movie. I mean, it's truly insane. I mean, there's obvious stuff that was like, you know, any time you see it, you're like, all right, this is kind of ridiculous. You know, I mean, with like the Mexican guy that's like hired to kill him and he's like, oh, your sister. There's probably 800 million Mexican people in Los Angeles. I mean, I guess they're all each other's little cousin. You know, so maybe that is plausible. But, like, I mean, the whole thing is fucking insane. Alonzo, he's going to be killed by the Russian mob, and he's got to do anything he can. That's probably where they started writing the thing, right? He's this crooked cop that has an expensive weekend in Vegas.
Right.
And he's got to, you know.
He is a trainee who has to show.
He's got one day. But it doesn't make any sense. Like, why the fuck would that be the day he's like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll also take this trainee on. Like, on the day that I'm running around committing a bunch of fucking crimes.
Oh.
It doesn't, like, there's no, it's not, he doesn't need that guy there. There's no reason for it.
Uh-huh.
The entire movie is, the premise of it is insane. Great movie, though. But anyways, what I was going to say, you're still looking for the email.
Oh, yeah, it's not even that good of an email.
I don't
email.
Even know. I don't know. We're not going to release the video.
Of what?
Of this.
Of this? No. Yeah,
probably not.
Maybe no, because it will blow our load.
It will. Maybe down the line, if you want to go to patreon.com/TAFS, TAFS, once the show is launched and up and running, we'll do this as like, you know, kind of a work in progress sort of thing. I look back at the show.
We should have done a docu series.
There's too many documentaries nowadays.
No, people love documentaries.
I don't. I'm no more process bullshit. Only finished products.
I like that actually.
Yeah.
I don't want to see how they made the Starship Enterprise.
You know who ruined that for everybody? That show How It's Made. They thought everybody wanted to know how everything's fucking made.
Yeah. I like believing in magic.
For a while, they were right. How about coming up on How It's Made, a baby? The penis goes into the vagina and moves back and forth. How It's Made fucking factory music.
Yeah.
Then the penis busts.
Then they bust into the pussy.
The cum is made in the balls.
Then it shoots out the cock.
Coming up on How It's Made, cum. The little boy's balls grow bigger and drop further away from his body during a process called puberty. Some kid crying. He's just strapped to a wall. He's got him crucified against a wall. While
he's in a dungeon.
Well, they do bullet time around his penis and balls as they get bigger.
It'd be badass.
Yeah, they do time-lapse bullet time. Fucking, yeah,
they're just feeding him through a straw.
Yeah, 360. Yeah.
He's crying.
They feed him like a Taiwanese pig.
They're like, we need this time-lapse of your balls and pubes coming in.
The boy also gets fatter.
Yeah. When did you get pubic hair?
I don't know. A couple years ago.
Yeah, me too. I got them late. I was so jealous.
I couldn't grow like a real beard until I was like 27.
I still can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're done now. It's not happening.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I remember being like 21, 22.
Yeah.
And I could only grow like a mustache and like a goatee.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I'll never be able to grow a beard. And I had friends that were older, like, yeah, you can't grow a beard until you're like 30. I'm like, that's not how that works. You have puberty. Yeah,
there were kids in seventh grade with beards.
Right. And then they were right. Turns out, yeah, that is how it works.
Not even for me.
Yeah.
What is it?
Now I can do all the dumb facial hairs.
I know. You have a really cool version of Nick right now.
I know. Well, I'm Mr. Las Vegas.
You have the Las Vegas apparel.
Yeah.
You have the
I should have gotten pajama bottoms. I should have showed up with the Las Vegas backpack pajama bottoms.
You have the gambler style, 1887 facial hair.
Yeah.
What is it? What is that? What would you call that style?
These are friendlies.
Friendlies?
Yeah, you call these friendlies.
It's kind of like mutton chops connected into a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, it's friendlies.
That's pretty cool. You should go mutton.
I don't know about that.
We could do like a Ken Burns thing.
That's still like bicycle guy look.
There were presidents that had that.
Yeah.
Martin Van Buren had that.
Yeah, Martin Van Buren was a barista.
Yeah.
Martin Van Buren worked at a record store and was a barista.
Yeah, he was a
on
bitch,
the weekends.
Yeah. There was that, and then you have this voice now.
Yeah.
Brandon Wardell, I think, probably spent the last 6 years terrified of you.
Yeah.
Until Monday night. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Nick is just so nice.
Oh, but they sound like Winnie the Pooh.
Because it's the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't even be mean to him.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even be like, why aren't you wearing all purple right now? I was teasing him when I got to LA because I've told him in the past that he wears too much purple stuff.
Yeah.
And
so that's your line. That's not mine.
Well, we could share it.
Oh, I didn't finish telling my story.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. You're in Barnes and Nobles.
We listen. Like I said, it's going to be a rough hour.
Of today?
For tonight, yeah. It's going to be a rough one.
Don't say. You always curse it before it's ready.
What do you mean I curse it?
Just say this is going to be bad. Don't do that.
All right, fine.
This is going to be the greatest episode.
It's going to be bad. I said it's going to be rough.
Yeah, okay, whatever. No, yeah, he was wearing a purple jacket, and I was like, oh, damn. Look, is Borny the dinosaur?
Borny.
And he got upset.
Have you ever watched Barney the Dinosaur?
For black people.
They got Barney for black people now.
Bebop is named Hip-Hop.
Turn Barney off. Barney's for closers. What's your name, Levine? You call yourself a baby, you piece of shit? There's just a bunch of babies in an office.
Yeah, we should do an all kids shot for shot remake.
That was I wanted to do that was 15 years ago. I was trying to find a children's theater to put on a children's theater
Glenn
production.
Garrett, Glenn Ross, yeah. That'd be amazing.
Turn that Barney off. Barney's for closers. A B B C C, the alphabet. These are the first three letters that you have to learn.
That's pretty smart. We should do a full episode of the talk show with babies.
What I like about it too is people forget in the ABC speech. Yeah. There's also AIDA.
What's the second part?
I don't know. There's,
always be closing.
It's always be closing with an AIDA. Auto, I, immune, D, deficiency.
Asexual.
A,
intersex.
Yeah. LGBTQ plus. L, lesbian. B, bisexual.
Barney's for lesbians.
G, gay. F, fag. T, trans.
Where's the F?
Yeah. Plus, HIV positive. Right? That's what the plus stands for.
It's for paused up homeboys.
First prize is a chew toy.
Yeah. Where's the DL? DL should be on there.
Second prize, set of safety scissors. Third prize is you're fired from being a baby. You're not allowed to be a baby anymore.
Yeah, that's right. We should get Alec Baldwin and then
I don't have to listen to this shit. You sure don't, pal. Man. Well behaved, don't cry. Fuck you. Go home and play with your toys. So, I don't give a shit.
Wait, are we doing 15 or 20?
What?
For our friends.
What friends?
Dietsmoke.com.
Oh, 20 minutes, always. Oh, it's always 20 minutes.
I thought it was 15 and 30. No, 20 and 40.
That's why you're not a baby.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a baby.
That's why you're not cut out to be a baby. You sure don't, pal.
Yeah, that would be a really good movie.
Sucking dick is for closers.
Uh-huh.
Dude, Alec Baldwin is awesome. I really had no appreciation for him until like literally 2 days ago.
He's a great guy.
Well, and that, once you can talk like that, it's like, fuck.
Right. No one's standing up for him.
Have I lost it now? It's gone now.
You're like now a horse, Nick.
Damn.
You didn't utilize it by getting pussy on Monday night. I was trying to tell you had to go on the you had to go MILF hunting on Monday night.
I know I didn't do it. Now I go out. I'm like, do you want to make a baby? They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't I sound like Alec Baldwin?
We should have gone to those.
Is
bars.
It gone? I can't hear. It sounds it's a little.
It's less there.
God damn.
When you were doing the shadow nose on Monday.
Oh, the shadow nose.
That's still there. Yeah. You still got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put that coffee down.
That's pretty good.
So it's just deeper.
It's just deeper.
Coffee's for babies.
You could do what
you think I'm fucking with you?
You can do Nick Nolte, maybe.
I'm not fucking with you. Barney's for babies. Barney's for babies.
Can you do Nick Nolte?
No.
I think with a voice like that, you can try.
Damn, I wish I had a cool voice.
You do right now.
No, but I wish it was like cooler.
Yeah, I know.
I wish I just
no,
sound
you
like,
have a cool. You're very good at mimicry.
I know, but my regular speaking voice just goes back to, you know, it's like how it's made. I have a process voice. I don't have a finished product voice.
Oh, by the way, thanks to everyone that came out to Funny Moms on Monday. We have our next Funny Moms is this next Monday. It's going to be a really good one. We have a good lineup booked. Book, get your tickets. The 24th of October. It's going to be a spooky one. And then a week from then, the 31st of October.
Halloween.
It's Halloween.
We should do number first episode definitely just needs to be a Halloween special.
Yes.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Let's bang that one out.
And then we can have our guest as the guest on the Halloween special.
Yes. Well, maybe.
and not tell them it's a Halloween special.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bonnie's for babies.
Try to scare him. Yeah. Maybe do.
Hey, boo. Who the hell is this guy? I'm a ghost, pal. I'm here from the cemetery, and I'm gay.
I died of being gay.
Yeah. You want to talk about friends? We got a little break here for a second.
A little break here for a second. We want to talk about our friends over at DietSmoke.com. What's Diet Smoke, Nick?
Diet Smoke is not even a smokable product. It's gummies.
It's gummies. So it's confusing. Diet Smoke, their slogan is, go on a diet, you fat bitch.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Diet Smoke.
What's your name, Hank Hill? You call yourself a propane salesman, you son of a bitch.
Diet Smoke, folks.
You hear me, you fucking faggots? That's the best line in the movie. You know why?
How do you write that?
Yeah, how do you come up with that?
How do you come up with that? Diet Smoke sells an entire line of both Delta 8 and Delta 9 THC products, right? I'm going to go to the shop section of their website and tell you what they got. They have gummies, Delta 8 and Delta 9 gummies in mango, cherry lime, watermelon, blue raspberry, peach. They have vapes, pineapple, watermelon, drinks, peach, lemon, lime. They got some good fucking shit, guys, that's going to definitely get you a perfectly balanced buzz.
Get your Jimmy's rustling. Folks, remember people used to say that?
Folks, because as a result of Section 297A from the 2018 Farm Bill, you can get this shit to get a balanced buzz on. You don't need a prescription. You could skip a doctor visit. No prescription or medical marijuana card is required. It is hemp-derived. Diet Smoke is a product exclusively with American-grown hemp. That sounds pretty fucking good to me, dude.
Yeah, gummies.
Gummies.
Gummies are for babies.
Diet Smoke, it's for fat bitches. The THC that gives cannabis its popular and desired effects is technically called Delta 9 THC.
How about I'm Winnie the Pooh and I'm like, I'm going to start calling my cock a diet cock.
Why? Because you're Winnie the Pooh.
Because it's small.
Does Pooh Bear have a small cock?
My shit ain't small. I got a diet cock.
They say my penis on a diet.
Any ladies trying to be on a fucking diet? You know, something like that.
Yeah, let's go out and try to go MILF hunting with that line.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I hope my fucking plane crashes tomorrow.
Why does it? Why do you want to crash?
I mean, I'm just surviving.
So
obviously.
Dramatic. Of course, he'll survive.
Yeah.
You'll eat people.
And then I'd be in Bioshock.
That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, the plane gets diverted and it crashes in the jungle. It's Hatchet. What I want to happen is Hatchet.
They find Nick in the middle of the jungle. You just have a serene look on your face.
I come out. I've been in the woods for 6 months. They find me.
Yeah.
And somehow I've gained hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
I somehow got fat as shit in the woods.
Yeah, because you ate the fat bitches on the plane.
Yeah.
And you use the sub-zero temperatures to freeze the meat.
At DietSmoke.com.
At DietSmoke.com. How many
code Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
How many gummies should you take? If it's your first time using the THC, start with half a gummy.
I don't know. Let's ask Mr. Owl.
If this isn't your first rodeo, you should be fine starting with a whole gummy. It takes up to an hour to experience the full effect of Diet Smoke. So start slow. Just like fucking. If you're a regular user of THC products, Delta 9 THC gummies may be your favorite product. Go to this website. You can get this shit. It tastes good. It smokes good.
Mm-hmm. Tastes good. You don't smoke it. It's a gummy.
Yeah.
They also have a different company that same sponsor, but different company that has smokables, but they like to keep their shit discreet.
Nice little separation between church and state.
Alec Baldwin, you've spent your entire life talking like this. Now you're going to teach me how to do it or I'll suck your cock.
What happened to his brothers? They're not working anymore?
Danny and Steven and
Billy.
Billy? There's three of them, right?
There were three.
I always included Ed Burns in the Baldwin brothers.
Yeah, he was like the the Sheen.
Yeah, the fourth.
Yeah. The rest of them were Estevez.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, Howard Kramer said Ed Burns movies are like if a construction worker tried to make a Woody Allen film.
That's really good.
It's hilarious.
It's very good.
It's spot on.
That's very good.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy? That guy was funny.
Ed Burns?
No, Howard Kramer.
Howard Kramer?
Yeah.
I think he's one of those guys who just stayed in L.A. And I mean, what else are you going to fucking do?
No.
How, you want to know how fucking bad our careers are going to be in 15 years?
Well, I thought we were going to be titans.
No, we're going to be like trying to cozy up to some 20-year-old that has like a virtual reality show. We have to like we have to figure out how to do like uplink comedy. Can you explain it to me? I'm just trying to jam a giant needle into the back of my head, and they're like, "He's doing it wrong." And I'm like, I really should have just died in that fucking plane crash.
Yeah,
yeah.
In Minnesota, in the Minnesota wilderness.
Because we're not like good comics, like
us.
Yeah, no. We.
I thought we're some of the best.
No, we make a pretty shitty product that has outlived. It's time, for
well,
sure.
It's like, you know, it's not a shitty product. I mean, would you say Family Guy is a shitty show?
No.
We're kind of like the Family Guy of podcast.
The Shamley Guy.
We're the Shamley Guys of podcast.
It's a Freudian slip.
Yeah, we are Sham.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're experiencing imposter syndrome now that the studio is finished?
No, I'm not an imposter.
No, I'm not an imposter either.
I'm Mr. Las Vegas himself.
No, you're not. Can you please stop saying that?
Yes, I am, boy.
People call me Mr. Las Vegas.
You better not. You better show some respect to Mr. Las Vegas.
So what happened to you when you were at Barnes & Nobles?
Let me tell you something.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to behoove on you to respect that title, Mr. Las Vegas.
Okay.
Because I may be Mr. Las Vegas, but you're the one rolling dice right now.
I'm Mr. Las Vegas.
You're the one rolling dice right now.
Did you never had a gambling problem? You seem like a guy with that would have a gambling problem.
Never, unless you count hundreds of thousands of dollars in cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Unless you count.
And hitting it raw.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you count, yeah, just reckless behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Busting inside.
Yeah. I don't have a gambling problem unless you include doing a bunch of amphetamines and watching all of the show Doug in a hotel room.
Yeah.
I went on one of my classic Doug benders.
Dude, you don't want to see Nick during a Doug bender.
Yeah. They find me in a hotel room, season 17 of Doug.
Yeah, you're like, they're all about to run out of Doug.
I've got a tan. I've been dead for weeks. I'm completely nude. There's just needles in my arms and IVs are going up to a VHS player.
Yeah.
And he's been watching Doug for weeks.
Yeah.
His family had no idea he was so into Doug.
You're wearing a pair of Ray-Ban wafers. You look like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm in the hotel room like, oh, he's fine. He's watching Doug.
He was in, They've a famous actor, they just find him. He's in a motel somewhere watching baby movies. He was addicted to Barney. Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin passed away in mysterious circumstances. They found him in a hotel room with Bonnie playing on the TV with over 160,000 dollars worth of Barney VHS tapes.
He left a note behind that said he doesn't like baby stuff.
Dying in shame, Alec Baldwin discovered nude, surrounded by Barney VHS tapes in an Econo Lodge in Corpus Christi.
I would be sad.
What?
If I died and then everyone found out I liked Barney.
Yeah.
I would hope that my friends and family would stick to the line. Be like, he never liked that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He likes growing up.
I'm going to go to Ireland. I'm going to make enough money to go to Ireland.
I want to go bad, dude.
I'm going to buy the Blarney Stone, and I'm going to rename it the Barney Stone. And I'll be like, yeah, cool. Why don't you come check this out if you're a fucking baby? Yeah, cool place to hang out if you're a fucking baby, maybe.
Just ruin their culture. This was one of the most important things to us.
Our favorite stone has been renamed.
They've ruined our stone.
Now everyone thinks Ireland's for babies. Fucking Lucky Charms eating piece of shit.
Dude, you're hating on your own people. Come on, bro.
Put the Lucky Charms down.
I want to see you more proud to be Irish.
Bonnie's for Alec.
I want you to come in with like...
Just Alec Baldwin in he's cinching up a tie around his neck and masturbating in a hotel room to Barney. He's going, Barney's for Alec. You call yourself in a mirror. You call yourself an actor, you piece of shit. You can't even watch Barney. You're too scared of Barney to even finish watching a single episode.
You've never finished one episode.
This is why Kim left you.
You don't know who Bebop is.
This is why your daughter won't speak to you, Alec, because you're too scared to even finish an episode of Barney.
Oh, man. You got to be more proud to be Irish, dude. I'd like to see you.
Pride is a sin, dude.
You know how, like, when
Bob. You know me, I'm Trad Cath.
Slut.
Yeah, just all a bunch of Roman numerals.
Yeah.
I'm changing my Twitter avatar to a painting.
Yeah.
A painting of a guy from a stained glass. I'm a guy, stained glass window avatar.
Yeah.
And I get into arguments with other fags about the church.
You change U's to V's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the damn church.
The church.
The church.
Dude, why are people becoming Catholic? They don't even sing Amazing Grace in Catholics.
It would be less embarrassing if they just earnestly got into Barney.
Yeah, Barney would be tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sing, they have great tracks on Barney.
Just crying at the Barney Stone.
Clean up.
I had an experience at the Barney Stone.
To return.
Yeah, I really felt like a baby.
My grandfather, he got cancer, and we went back to Ireland so he can finally see the Barney Stone.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And they he wanted to see the Blarney Stone, and then it turns out they changed the name.
They changed it to the Barney Stone.
And then he died right there and then.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I'd say it's a shame because we don't have another person here because they would laugh at it. I'm just going to tell you this story.
I'll laugh.
You're going to react.
I'll fake laugh.
I'll do it for the audience. All right. I went to Barnes & Noble because Barnes & Noble is the only place you can get DVDs now, or at least, you know, in the neighborhood. You can go shop. You can find some.
Sick of big Blu-ray, dude.
Yeah. I was looking for Drop Dead Gorgeous on DVD.
Great movie.
It's a hilarious movie.
Great movie.
Amber had two DVDs when we lived together. She had Slapshot and
two great movies.
Two great DVDs. Slapshot and
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. But we didn't have a DVD player, so there's no way to watch.
I always thought that was a Christopher Guest movie.
What, Slapshot?
No, Drop Dead Gorgeous.
It's got similar.
But I always thought it was, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Will Sasso reading for that. They're like, yeah, we're looking for a fat retard. Your character is
who could forget his
your
famous
character
fat
is
retard.
A fat, retarded person. That's what comedy was. People act like I'm a bad guy, and it's like, no, I just paid attention.
Dude, I've been watching a lot of Happy Madison / Kevin James movies recently, and it's that is what a comedy was forever.
Yeah.
They took it from us. We're giving it back, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're at Barnes.
I went to Barney's in Noble. It's the baby version. Barnes & Noble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to buy Barnes & Noble, and I'm going to change the name to Barney.
Yeah.
Barney's & Noble.
Yeah, readings for babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool place to buy, but just hang out outside. Nice place buying a book for a baby, maybe.
What are you buying? Fucking Goodnight Moon, you fucking getting? Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night getting pussy ever for you.
Yeah, you're fucking. Do you remember what you said last time we were at Barnes?
No.
When you were like, I'm
can you just
I'm
call
just
it
gonna
Barnes and Noble? Just for me. Just for this.
Barnes and Noble?
No, just for the sake of me, just say the whole name. Don't call it Barnes. No reason for that.
That was pretty gay of me to do.
You don't have to.
Last time when you were there and you were like.
Anytime you text me.
There was a lulling conversation.
Anytime you text me, I want to meet you at the stew instead of just saying the studio or the office.
It's cool to say the stew.
No, I just got to block you. I block you like 3 or 4 times a day.
Well, you should keep that to yourself.
Okay.
Now that I know that, it really hurts my feelings.
Oh, it hurts your fees?
Yeah, it hurts my fees, dude.
No, not fees. You'd say fees. My feel.
My feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when there was like a lull in conversation, we were buying Michael, and you just looked at me, you're like, maybe I'm just going to date a fucking nerd.
That'd be cool, dude.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, you're a fucking nerd.
What are you doing, you fucking nerd? Shut up, dude.
Shut up, you fucking nerd.
You fucking nerd girlfriend, dude.
Dude, she's a fucking nerd. What, are you going to drop a bunch of books?
Yeah, but good hang.
Yeah, it was a good hang.
Nerds are good at media. You got a nerd girlfriend, there's not a single boring moment. There's not a single exciting moment either, but there's no boring moment.
No, you have to do fucking cosplay.
You don't have to do cosplay. You just sit there and then, you let them tell you about their Funko Pops. And then you're like, and then you find yourself being like, yeah, she's got all these fucking, like, bobbleheads, basically.
She's a baby.
Yeah, she's a baby.
Yeah, she's still a baby.
Anyways, I was at Barnes trying to buy a DVD.
What the fuck was that, man?
What?
You just said it.
Said what?
Barnes.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so I'm at Barnes trying to buy a DVD. Fucking. And there's a bunch of African guys in monkey suits wearing, like, you know, tuxedos.
Tuxedos.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean it that way.
Tuxedos.
They're wearing tuxedos. And they're event security. And I couldn't get into the DVD section.
Because there was a DVD event.
Because there was a DVD event happening. They had a book signing going on in the DVD section.
That's annoying.
With one Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid. So I look around, and it's all Italian nerds wearing Cobra Kai's gear.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's going to see Ralph Macchio and get, you know.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the Cobra Kai. Those were the bullies of him.
I know, but that's the only kind of shirt you can get.
You can't get a...
That's the only kind of Ralph Macchio shirt.
You can't get a Karate Kid good guy's shirt.
And they wouldn't let me in there. I wanted to go in and just be like, dude, diagnosis murder, fucking Charles in charge, Bugsy Malone. Dude, you're my guy, you know?
Wait, he replaced Scott, what's his name, on Diagnosis Murder?
No, he did not.
He didn't.
Scott Baio just left the show.
They didn't get Macchio.
They didn't. I don't think they replaced him with Ralph Macchio. Okay. Not to mind. I mean, I watched all of that show. I can't recall
that
happening.
It all on DVD. Yeah.
But my memory's been bad lately. So, I mean, I can assert that. And I would not be surprised if I was completely wrong. But, no, the problem with that was they, I guess, like, in the process of developing the show, they went to both Dick Van Dyke and Scott Baio and pitched the two of them, like, two completely different shows. Like, they went to Scott Baio, and they're like, yeah, it's like a tough guy.
It's you getting pussy every episode.
You're like a tough guy Italian doctor that solves crimes.
Imagine
that. They went
that.
To Dick Van Dyke, and they're like, you're a buffoon doctor that solves crimes in, like, a Mr. Magoo sort of way.
Yeah.
And then they both said yes. And then they tried to synthesize the two into one show, but it was clearly the Dick Van Dyke show.
Yeah.
So there's like every episode, there's like two different shows happening. And I guess Scott Baio kind of figured it out after one or two seasons and then left.
And he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was happening at the DVD section? So
all of these Italian guys are there to see Scott Baio.
To see Ralph Macchio.
To see Ralph Macchio. And... And, you know, they're like, Charles in charge, I fucking love you. Fucking Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be Bugsy Malone. Get pussy from Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what if John Hinckley Jr. could have done that? He could have shot an egg cream pie in Reagan's. He could have thrown an egg cream pie at Reagan's face.
Yeah, done a hijink.
Yeah. To fuck Jodie Foster.
To get pussy from that lesbian child.
The problem is he saw a taxi driver, not Bugsy Malone.
Yeah,
we could have
saw the wrong one.
We could have lived in a different world.
Mm-hmm.
A black college.
An HSBU.
That's kind of a condescending name for that show. What? A different world.
A different world.
Imagine. Can you imagine
a world where black people go to college? Yeah.
Can you imagine? it would have to be a different universe, but black people learning, you know.
Yeah. It's a different, it's in the multiverse.
No, hold on. I understand. The premise of the show is ridiculous. So black college, obviously, insane. But we're saying it's a fantasy. It's a completely...
In a different world.
It's a different world entirely. It's not even close to the world we're living in. It's a separate universe.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm there, and there's this, like, 35-year-old Italian guy. What's up? What are you looking at?
Good? No, we're good.
This, like, 35-year-old Italian guy walking around just screaming on, like, you know, like, Bluetooth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Ma, I'll be home when I'm fucking home. I told you. I'm going to see Ralph Macchio. It was an hour and a half line to get in. I've been waiting all fucking night. I'll be home when I'm home. And he just kept going. It was like a 30-minute conversation because I was waiting just to see if I could go by Drop Dead Gorgeous, you know? And I'm like, excuse me, some of us have an even gayer plans tonight. Can we hurry this Ralph Macchio bullshit up? I'm trying to watch a girl comedy from 25 years ago.
One of the good girl comedies.
Yeah, that and Mean Girls.
That is such a good movie.
It is.
It's so funny.
It's about us.
Do you remember? What's it?
That's us.
The line where the gay kid is in the girl's bathroom and the fat girl comes up and she's like, you can't be in here. And he's like, oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your hair. So good.
Yeah, so this guy's like, Ma, you're fucking killing me. And he's like, I'll be home when I'm fucking home. And then at a certain point, he's like, Ma, you're making me want to fucking drink again. And he's like threatening his mom with falling off the wagon because she's ruining his night out meeting Scott Baio.
That could have been you if you were had a better relationship with your mom and
you
were
imagine
Italian.
If I was Italian, how awful I'd be.
You'd be.
First of all, the starting voice would be this one.
Of course. You'd be born that way.
Yeah. And then I would be even worse.
That'd be a good nick, too.
Eventual laryngitis.
Ma, I'm going to fall off the wagon. I have to see Karate Kid.
Ma, you're making me want to fall off the wagon.
Well, how do those Guidos react when they got Hillary Swank?
Can you imagine him just going to a bar that night? He's like, yeah, I've been sober 15 fucking years.
But my bitch, Ma.
My Ma wouldn't let me go see Ralph Macchio. And the bartender's like, I don't think I'm going to serve you. I don't think that's a good enough reason to fall off the wagon.
Yeah, I know I'm just here to get a tip, but that sounds pathetic, man.
He's like, this is almost like my 9/11. If it weren't that 9/11 was already my 9/11.
It was an attack on Italians. Mm-hmm. Famously, they were trying to get the Italians. Have you ever heard that 50 Cent?
Is there another sponsor?
I forget, dude.
Let me look it up.
Have you ever heard that 50 Cent song, Patiently Waiting? Featuring Eminem. Eminem's verse is all about how Shady Records was right by the towers.
Oh, My Bookie.
Oh, My Bookie. Okay.
Sorry, it was supposed to be My Bookie, then Diet Smoke.
He says Shady Records was 80 seconds away from the towers. And he claims that Bin Laden meant to hit Eminem. Mm-hmm. And that's why he missed, and he hit the World Trade Center.
There's also some
pretty cool.
Also some other shit. Why don't you talk about the My Bookie?
My Bookie. MyBookie.ag. An incredible website for those of you that are into sports gambling. You can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. You double your first deposit plus a $10 casino chip that you can play on the machines, the digital machines. NBA season is back. You got the MLB playoffs right now, and you got football season. It's the best time of the year to be a fucking guy and to be a degenerate gambler. They have promotions, including 100% sports welcome bonus, 150% casino bonus up to $750. You can bet with fucking Bitcoin if you're a crypto Nazi. They also have casino games, table games, live casino, slots, and live sports betting and mobile betting included.
There's some fight they want us to mention.
There's a fight coming up, and guess who it is? Kanye West versus the Jews. You know where my money is going, Nick. Mm. It's going with the Jews. Okay, their team of meticulously handpicked professionals with a refined skill set stemming from years.
UFC 280, Charles Oliveira versus Islam Makhachev.
Who you got?
I guess Islam Makhachev.
Me too.
You got to go based on the names. Yeah. You can't lose a fight with a name like Islam Makhachev.
Well, you're letting a lot of people down if you lose that fight. Mm-hmm. Imagine I named my son.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine going through the TSA and handing them a fucking ID that says Islam Makhachev?
Yeah, well, he's like a white Muslim, probably. He's like a Dagestani kind of guy.
We all know that's worse.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, we all know that's worse, of course. But, you know. Whatever. So, yeah, we're going with Islam, guys. Put money on Islam. You got a great line. They have live betting. You can bet during a game. Right now, you have the second inning.
Yeah, white Muslim, two separate things that you think would be all right. Then you could, like, you know, it's like a crow nut. You combine the two of them, and it's like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
This is just too much, man.
That's where MMA comes out of that. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, you get that guy, Khabib. You know,
yeah,
best guys.
Mixed Muslim arts, that's what they should call it. Put that karate down. Karate's for Chinese people.
Yeah, you can go to this fucking website. You can bet on shit at mybookie.com. Put in promo code TAFS. TAFS, and you get a nice welcome bonus. They got a sports book, casino, racing. You could deposit. They have contests. You want to hear about one of their contests, Nick? They got the MyBookie Super Contest. You think you know football? Pick 5 games against the spread each week, earn points for the wins, and battle for huge cash prizes all season long. They got the Survivor Contest. Are you a survivor? Prove it. Pick one team each week, straight up, no spread. If your team wins, you move on to the next week. If they lose, you're out. You can't pick the same team twice. How long can you survive this winner-take-all contest? Finally, they have something called squares. You get hyped for every quarter of action with squares. Select your NFL or NCAA football squares on the game board and cheer on the score. Winners get paid every quarter. Terms and conditions apply. So go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code TAFS. And you get some good shit for that.
Damn.
What's up, dude?
I don't know. I just really don't want to have to get on a fucking plane tomorrow. I wish I could just wake up at the
Maybe
club.
You should change your name to Islam Makachev.
I flew way too much this weekend.
I know. You've been in and out.
West Coast is rough.
For a weekend, it is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That weekend when I did Seattle and came back and then did L.A.
Phoenix and then Vegas in quick succession. Been sitting on the fucking tarmac forever in Phoenix waiting, delaying the flight.
You should have chilled with my dad, dude.
Yeah, that would have made it better.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You guys got along great when you met each other.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he tickle you?
No.
I think he did. I have a picture of it.
He did not tickle
me. I have a picture of my father tickling
you. He did not tickle me.
I did.
I've never been tickled in my life.
Who's tickling for?
Baby. I don't know.
Tickling's for Adam's dad.
I don't know.
Tickling's for my penis. So, yeah. Well, just don't go then. Tell them you have the coronavirus.
I gotta go.
We can't do this on live air because then
it's the last weekend.
And then the show changes.
And then what?
Our show changes.
Yeah.
In the next 2 weeks.
Yep. Yeah, the last weekend and then, I gotta get off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't write on the road. And I really hate this fucking hour I'm doing now.
You know who could write on the road?
Who?
That Jack Kerouac.
Yeah. He did write it. Yeah. Writing books is for babies.
Welcome to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
I don't know, not shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just having those dreams again.
What kind of dreams?
The ones about the female bodybuilders.
Should we bring back the dream analysis segment?
I mean, we can if you want.
What is a dream of yours for real?
I'm in the gym.
Yeah.
I'm doing a set. Huh. At the squat rack.
Uh-huh.
I turn around, it's all a bunch of muscular women.
Yeah.
6'5", huge.
Yeah.
Sweating, laughing at me. They pull my pants down. They laugh at my penis.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, like, leave me alone. Then one of them gets mad
at me.
What's
a dream you have for real, though?
Me?
Yeah, not a joke. Let's get into it. What'd you dream about last night?
I don't remember last night. This is the last dream I remember. Okay? My neighbors upstairs got mad at me.
Yeah.
Because my girlfriend ordered bagels for breakfast, right?
Uh-huh.
Then we got a delivery of bagels. So I started eating the bagels. Turns out it was for them, right? They got furious.
Yeah.
And she was like, sorry, my boyfriend's an idiot. They're mad.
How about furious satellite radio?
Yeah, that'd be good.
And it's fucking, who did I say had a series? Oh, Dwight Yoakam. He's like, I'm fucking pissed off. I'm pissed. Here on Furious XM.
That'd be good. Okay. So that happened in real life, right? Yeah. They were pissed at us. We gave them the bagels that we ordered. They were still mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honest mistake. I mean, we just made a fucking food delivery. They delivered it to us, whatever. So then I had this dream that my TV was out and I wanted to watch television.
Mm, Barney.
It wasn't Barney.
Okay.
And so then I remembered that they were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So I checked their doorknob and it was open.
Barney's already playing.
And I went, it wasn't Barney, but the TV was working.
Yeah.
So I sat down, was watching television.
I love you, you love me. We're a happy family.
And I was like, wow, these people hate me. If I were to get in trouble,
mm-hmm.
you know, I ate their bagels. They're going to be fucking pissed off.
Yeah. And you're watching Barney in their house.
I'm watching Barney.
Can you imagine? That's like fucking a guy's wife watching Barney on his TV.
And then legitimately, This is real.
I've gotten into something I call Barney cuckolding.
This is real.
Where I leave the room and I let another man, I let a big black guy watch Barney on my TV and play with my toys. I'm Alec Baldwin and I'm here raising awareness for baby dumb cuckolding. Why I go on vacation and I let a big black man come in my house and play with my toys and watch my Barney tapes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm watching the television at their house.
Yeah.
And then a door opens. I freak out. I was like, fuck, now they're going to hate me forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm sorry. And they're like, what are you doing here? I kind of forget even that I'm in their apartment. Which for a dream is interesting because you normally go to a different location, you forget the last one. But I kind of like left that location and then came back. And then they were like, I'm the dog sitter. And then literally for the 2 weeks after that, I thought in my mind, the relationship with the neighbors is irreparably damaged at this point. Mm-hmm. But it was based on that dream.
The Barney dream?
They had nothing to do with Barney.
Yeah, the classic Barney dream.
Yeah, but what does that mean to you?
I'm going to make millions of dollars, and I'm going to buy the rights to therapy, and I'm going to become the only therapist in the United States. And then I'm going
to
sit
down. How do you buy the rights to therapy?
I don't know, but I'm going to sit down, and I'll have nothing but mafia clients.
Yeah.
And they're
looking to analyze this.
Yeah, so what'd you come here for? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I've got stuff I can't really work out. You watch Barney? I don't watch Barney, you fucking piece of shit. Who told you I watch fucking Barney?
They grab for their piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're at gunpoint.
What are you going to do? You're going to shoot me? Yeah. It's not going to change the fact that you watch Barney.
You don't break a sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do this for a living, pal. I see guys that watch Barney all day long. You know, they almost cast Alec Baldwin as Jennifer Melfi.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a little Hollywood legend for you.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
But he wouldn't wear the women's clothes.
He wouldn't wear the women's power suit.
Yeah. He's like, I'm doing it in a Brooks Brothers suit.
Yeah. They're like, well, come on, you got to.
Jennifer Melfi, she's an Italian woman. Come on, Alec. We really wanted you for
this. I know you're Irish, but you could play Italian.
We really wanted you as an Italian woman.
Italian woman therapist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like a kind of highfalutin, not like a, you know. Not like a piece of crap, like a...
Me, I'm just some northern Italian bitch. And you, you're scum. You're Sicilian scum to me.
Yeah.
But I want to fuck you, sort of, but I won't do it.
And you're going to have a dream where you fuck me.
It'll take me 5 seasons to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Shang-Chi 2 hits theaters.
Yeah, I hear he has 20 rings now.
To promote the movie, our next guest is the Asian woman that works at the Dollar Dumpling place on Mott Street.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Why? You know, she screams a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So are you excited? Do you have a clip to share?
I can't do the voice.
Yeah.
It's me. The Chinese lady that sells dollar dumplings on Mott Street. Pork bun, $1 for $5. Pork dumplings, $5 for $1.
Can you still get that deal?
What?
That used to be my poverty food.
Oh, you don't act like you went there.
Dude, of course I went there.
You were living in fucking Bed-Stuy. You were living in Bushwick, weren't you?
I was living in Bushwick first with the tickling guy.
No, before that, you were living with Eric for a while.
I stayed with Eric for a week.
Oh, I thought you were there for a minute.
No, I stayed with Phil for a week and maybe Eric for a week,
and
2 weeks.
Yeah, you lived with the tickler and then...
And then I lived with the tickling
guy.
Then
you lived in Fort Greene or Clinton Hill.
And then I lived in Clinton Hill with Ben.
I lived in Chinatown. I lived blocks away from that place. I'd eat there every fucking day.
It was a good deal.
That or dollar slice pizza.
You get fed for $5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like Civil War food.
Dumplings and pizza?
Yeah. How funny is that? That you go down, you personally have to go. You're just some guy that has a bullshit job in a factory in New York.
Yeah.
You've saved up for 30 years to buy your first tie, and then it gets caught in the machine and almost rips your head off. And then they're like, hey, there's a way out of this factory thing. It's not really, you don't have a choice. We're just going to send you there anyways. But you got to go end slavery. And you're like, what's slavery? And they're like,
people are forced to work, and you're like,
that's my life.
You know, and they're like, no, they're black, and you're like, put my head back in the machine now.
That's what Gangs of New York was about.
And then they march you all the way to fucking Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you kill 800 rednecks.
All your friends get a cannonball to the head.
You kill 800 rednecks, and they're like, time for lunch. Here's a saltine cracker. Here's a saltine cracker that a retarded guy made. And the only recipe he had was the picture on the box. That was it. That's what they ate. Hardtack.
Was that it?
That's what they called it. Hardtack.
Those were saltine crackers?
Yeah, it was just like...
They didn't get a stew?
I don't think they got a stew.
God damn,
I think you got a salt cube that you could dissolve in water.
Yeah.
And a premium saltine cracker.
They didn't get any, like, TV dinners?
Yeah.
They didn't get Salisbury steak? Have you ever had a Salisbury steak?
Of course.
I've never had one.
Yeah.
What is it, from the microwave?
Yeah, they're microwaved, like Hungry Man dinner.
There's a sauce on it?
A Salisbury steak, Hungry Man
dinner. Does it taste good?
No.
Is it like a composite of different pieces of meat, like a Spam?
Yeah, it's like fucking, yeah, it's like just, yeah.
It's just
like,
all the scraps.
It's like connective tissue and shit.
It's from the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, basically.
Of the butchery.
And it's got gravy on it.
It sounds pretty good.
I had to prep a bunch of them when I did, when I worked at not the food bank, but a different kind of volunteer thing. Mm-hmm. Like a kitchen for homeless people.
What about a food bank, but it's run by the Jewish media?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People come, they're like, I want to deposit my food.
Yeah, a big fat Jewish guy being like, the food bank? You don't say.
I'm going to be president of the food bank one day. So this Kanye West stuff, is it hurt? Are you seeing that I'm being hurt by this?
I don't know what's going on.
He's really mad at Jewish people.
Isn't he Jewish?
No, he's not Jewish.
I thought that was his whole thing.
Well, I mean...
Oh, he's black.
He's black.
That's it, right.
Yeah.
You should call him Kanye West Bank.
He's Palestinian. It's pretty good. So you're leaving at 8 tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 7 a.m.
I'll be here at 11 for the electrical.
Oh, yeah.
This is coming down.
Yeah, that's coming down, and then... you know what I kind of want to do is we'll get like a big stand over there, and I want to put a spotlight in that back corner.
Yeah.
So when you walk out here, we can have all the lights off, hit you with the spotlight.
That'd be great.
And then
so we don't, especially for the reveal, that'd be pimp.
Yeah, for the monologue.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know that.
And maybe I could be reacting to the blinding light.
Yeah, you know, and was it Bronson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to be naked fighting prisoner.
Yeah, we have you come out naked.
Covered in feces and piss.
We put you in an ice bath beforehand, and then you come out and you have to do the monologue.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
That's sort of my dream.
That's naked, pretty badass.
Naked and Afraid. Have you seen the show Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
I'm never afraid when I'm naked. Until Bonnie comes on. And that's when I come, pal.
I don't watch Bonnie. It's too scary.
It's the only thing that makes me come. That's sort of, he has that mid-register that's sort of in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that makes me come.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. We're exhausted today.
What are you exhausted from?
Me?
Yeah.
The unbearable...
Lightness of being. The unbearable lightness of being Chinese.
What was that? That was a movie that's about getting pussy?
That's a new movie that's out
that
now.
That was a book about getting pussy.
Everything Chinese everywhere. Everyone Chinese.
Everyone Chinese all at once.
Everyone's always Chinese at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good.
Somebody said, I heard it was bad.
I heard it's a piece of shit.
According to Freddie, it's bad.
Who's Freddie?
Freddie DeBoer.
He's still doing his thing?
I subscribed to his Substack when he signed up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I like Fred.
And he's mad at movies?
I don't know. I never read it. I just, you know.
Yeah.
If I see a friend of mine and they're, or even just a casual acquaintance or somebody that happened to be canceled for whatever reason, I'll just give them money.
Oh, man. Well, have fun in Minneapolis, buddy.
Yeah, I just got an email. It was in my email. He's like, this movie's overrated. Fuck this movie.
I don't think anyone liked that movie.
Yeah.
But people did like Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings.
They did like Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Did you like Shang-Chi?
I went with my girlfriend, and I was in the middle of the day. It was really hot. And I think I was like being horny.
In the movie theater?
Yeah.
Towards the Chinese guy?
Well, I think Shang-Chi turned me on a lot, and my girlfriend, I was just like, I'll get a popcorn and put a hole in the bottom of it, and you can you can jack me off. And people,
I was like, his superhero costume should be him. It's completely covered, but his penis is out.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's got a big dick.
Yeah, maybe.
That's his superpower.
And then he's at work, and he's just a Chinese guy, and they're like, do you see this big dick guy going around fighting crime?
He's like, oh, no, never.
He's like, all right, I have no idea who that could be. I have no idea. We're like, well, it's certainly not fucking you.
Yeah, it can't obviously. Be you, obviously. But has anyone seen me in the same room as you?
Nobody knows who this guy is. What a cheeky surprise. It could be. Who could be? Well, that's going to have to do it.
Thanks, man.
This week, guys.
Take care.
Patreon.com/TAFS, and I'll be in Minneapolis this weekend.